This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, December 6th. Well, let me start with the good news. The 10-year Treasury yield is 4.13%. That's a big deal, folks. You know, it hit 5% not that long ago. So the collapse in interest rates is real. And a lot of people think we might have deflation coming. It's that acute, the interest rate drop. Now, Canada decided to hold their rates higher. They just met the Bank of Canada. The European Central Bank has reiterated they're not going to be cutting rates, but we're going to have to, because you can't be way above market rates, okay, like they are. So we're going to get, next week when the Fed meets, we're going to get a dot plot, okay, and the dot plot's going to basically say, survey all the members and say how many times are going to cut rates next year, 2, 3, 4 times, whatever. It only looks out so far, you know, so and they're probably going to be pretty cautious on how many cuts there's going to be. But they're going to be cutting, and then they're going to have to get in line with market rates. And if market rates stay where they are, they're going to be cutting a lot, okay? So that's the good news. The bad news is we've had too much fun too fast, so now we're overbought. So now the market has to digest its gains. And the next couple weeks are notorious for tax selling and just oscillating on light volume. So I think the best time to buy is right after Christmas, before New Year's. I expect the market to gap up in January. New year, new optimism, presidential election year. Everybody running around promise everything and anything. That's a good thing, okay? So we'll also get some inventory rebuilding, because if you look at GDP growth, a lot of it was inventory building in the third quarter, which they're not anticipating in the fourth quarter, so they have to rebuild in the new year. So that's that. Now, the big news today, other than ADP reported that we only created 103,000 private jobs and manufacturing continues to shed jobs, we do have a manufacturing recession in America. So the service economy is carrying everything. The big news by far is crude oil prices, because they're down today. And a lot of people are shocked they're down, because the EIA, the American Information Administration, reported that crude oil inventories declined 4.6 million barrels. Okay? That's big. But we're getting mixed signals, because American Petroleum Institute on Tuesday said that crude oil inventories rose by, I think, 594,000 barrels. But what the Energy Information Administration says and the American Petroleum Institute says is there is a big buildup in refined products, okay? So that is going to get your prices down at the pump, okay? So we have a big gasoline inventory build right now, okay? And this is what happens this time of year, okay? We just finished Thanksgiving. People are back home. They'll be traveling around, you know, Christmas and all. But we have excess inventory of gasoline, so the prices of the pump are going to start to moderate, okay? But that's great for the inflation news. So we'll see. This is a temporary thing. Demand always drops in the wintertime, okay? And then it goes up in the spring. So I don't want you to panic on any of the energy stocks. They're going to have very easy year-over-year comparisons the next three quarters. And I feel very good about them. So I just want to reiterate where we are in energy, okay? First, you have to root for cold weather, okay? Not so much for heating oil, but for natural gas. So if the Northeast gets cold, that's wonderful. Europe's already a popsicle. They got cold. They're going to be warming up now. That got LNG demand up tremendously. So you want cold weather. Second thing you want is you want chaos in the world, okay? It's cold in Russia, okay? Their output's been constrained. A lot of it's the weather in the Black Sea, Caspian Sea. Their exports dropped to a three-month low. Some of it's the worldwide demand, okay? you know, China, etc. Where everybody's worried about China's economic growth. But Venezuela is taunting Guyana. They want to technically seize 2/3 of their country. They're using a Spanish map from 1777, but the Brits did the border differently than the Spanish map when they created that area, and it's been upheld by a special court that's honored by the UN. So doesn't matter. Maduro, who runs Venezuela, if you want to distract from your domestic problems, you invent something, and so he invented, let's seize 2/3 of Guyana, take their oil. That's not going to happen because, obviously, the big integrated U.S. energy companies are huge in Guyana. It is the biggest discovery, hottest discovery right now, 400,000 barrels a day, headed to 1.2 million barrels a day in 2027. But, you know, I'm sure Russia instigated Venezuela to do this because you want to embarrass the U.S., you want to divert more Navy ships. We'll see what happens, okay? The chaos in the Middle East is continuing. Obviously, Israel is trying to rat out Hamas. Netanyahu's under criticism that he hasn't routed out enough Hamas yet. They've said they killed 40% of their leadership, so we'll see. And then the Ukrainian war is not a war right now. It's a retreat. And Ukraine is putting up a lot of defenses. It's wintertime there now. That slows both Ukraine and Russia down. But there's a lot of concern that can we fund Ukraine much longer? Because we're having budget battles in D.C. Germany has a budget crisis because their constitutional court ruled that they can't borrow money from their excess COVID funds. And they were using it for green mandates, electricity relief, things like that. So interesting times in the world, okay? And but the bottom line is, it is the holidays. The holidays are a good time to reset your portfolio, get ready for the new year, and that's what we should be doing the next 2 weeks. So you can buy in dips, you can sell in the strength, but we're going to have very easy year-over-year comparisons for the next 3 quarters. So the earnings gains will be accelerating, okay, not decelerating, regardless of GDP growth. But I do expect a strong start to the new year. So take advantage of that. Enjoy the holidays, folks. And that's pretty much it. So I'll keep updating podcasts during fast market conditions. There is not a lot of news this week. We will have payroll on Friday. Technically, you would want the payroll report to be bad because that would make the Fed be more eager to cut rates, because the Fed does have an unemployment mandate. But based on the ADP report we got today, you know, it looks like, you know, the job market's cooling off, but I don't know if it's going to increase unemployment rate. So we will see on Friday. And if the payroll's significant, I'll update the podcast then. So that's it. Saluti Navalier, that's your update for the week. Enjoy the holidays, folks. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.